4CBA Mobile.
Good evening, Dave. M0TR Mobile. With the car that just pulled out in front of me, probably running a lot slower than me. How's your day?
It's been uneventful, basically. And right now I'm headed to the tennis court.
I'm overly surprised. Well, you're talking to the proud grandpa of a stud horse owner.
You just can't hide money, can you?
Take me buying it. And don't say anything about it if the grandson happens to be with us, which would be very rare. He's so busy doing everything else. They found him 07 and had 32,000 actual miles on it. It's V8 and 4-speed, and that's what he wants.
Right then. Well, that sounds good. Do you have a picture of it?
But I've since erased it. They're not going to give it to him until his birthday, so it's a surprise down the line. When's his birthday? The 1st, Bruce? October the 1st. Looked like a nice looking vehicle. But man, that's low mileage for something that old.
Yeah, what year did you say it was again?
It's an 07.
So, 17, 21. Wow, okay, so it's 14 years old, and you multiply that times 15,000 miles a year, and that would be your average mileage for that vehicle.
Yeah, that's why they kind of latched on to it. Let me turn this radio down. It was one owner, and it's got 32,000 actual miles on it. Why, I don't have any idea, unless they just kept it to go to town in or something, or church on Sunday, as they say. I don't know. I didn't look it over, but Scott, my son-in-law, his dad, has a master's in mechanical engineering from Ohio State, and I think he would know if it was something wrong there.
So did he get to drive it?
I don't know. I just got filled on this yesterday, and then we just bought some groceries for him and took them over to their place from Sam's and Costco. So when we're over there, we pick up stuff for them, and then they pay us for it. And Amy was telling us about it, that they're going to, when he goes to bed that night, before his birthday, and they're going to sneak it into the yard. That'll be quite a surprise, won't it?
Buddy, I wish somebody had just surprised me with a new Cobra. That would be nice.
But I'd probably have to get a license for venomous snakes.
Oh, you're so funny. Well, I'll just keep driving this one. I'm enjoying it, so what the heck.
You know about automobiles, and you take care of yourself, you know, it'll last a long time. Dave, what year is yours?
12.
Forethoughts on this was the fact that they didn't want to buy something newer, of course, money-wise. They had a lot of horsepower. This is one of the older V8s that didn't have that kind of horsepower, so she told me. He wanted a V8, and I would have definitely wanted a V6, especially as young as he is. And, but I think that was some of the logic behind it, Dave. Yeah, they didn't want to put him behind a Cobra, in other words.
Did you say it has a, you sure it's not a 5-speed?
Yeah, I might have just said 4-speed out of the blue, and it's a 5-speed. I'm not sure, Dave. I know they made a down payment on it to hold it. He was supposed to go over and do the paperwork on it today. I think she said the interest on the loans now is 2.4%, just for FYI.
Oh, me. Well, heck, it could be a 6-speed. Mine's a 6-speed, but it's 5 years newer. So I just don't know about the 07s. I don't know what year they went to the 6-speed.
Anything about really what the horsepower is, but I see no reason to put a 14-year-old behind a, this guy's messing around texting in front of me, make me miss the light. I don't see putting a 14-year-old behind something like that.
I had an old Chevy Bel Air, Power Glide transmission, and had a 283 in it, but it was a pretty much worn out 283, so it didn't have a whole lot of horsepower, and that Power Glide transmission was, you could wind it out to 55 miles an hour for a steer.
My mom and dad had a 56 Chevrolet, and I never would hot rod my parents' car, so I don't know. Dad called it a power slide transmission, but I'd hot rod my motorcycle some, not to the extent my buddies did, but I would be a little crazy on it, but I just never could do that to my parents' car. My buddy, he did, and he didn't care. His parents had 57 Fords, and they had Thunderbird engines in them.
This was my car. I mean, my parents gave it to me. It wasn't worth much when they gave it to me. It had 83,000 miles on it, and it was about wore out when they gave it to me. Back then, you know, engines didn't last as long as they do now. This was in 1960, but it was a 63 model, so anyway. But, I wound up having to have the transmission rebuilt a few years after I got it, but I did that, I paid for that, And my dad said, you can either get the transmission rebuilt or you can come and live back in the house. I got the transmission rebuilt in a hurry.
Zero TR. Yeah. Plan A sounds like a good one to me. I always had motorcycles. I never did have a car. And if I had to go on a date or something, I would drive the car. I think Bernice was about the only one I did that with, but I just never had much interest in cars. I like my motorcycles.
I mean, I would have had one myself if I could afford one. Well, I say I would have, but I mean, that would have been my first choice, but my dad, he wouldn't let me have anything like that. No motorcycles, no guns, nothing like that. So I was an adult out of my own when I bought my first gun, when I bought my first motorcycle. So I bought a gun for a long time, even though I have one. And so anyway, at the time anyway, so I got the old 12 gauge from, it was made from Arms Company in Fulton, Georgia. He paid $2.50 for it.
There you are. Well, I got the part about only went hunting or something like that, and all the rest of it was unintelligible. I think he was over there in the shadow of the mountain, but that's okay. Well, your dad was probably pretty wise with a wild man like I know you are. I don't know if I'd have trusted you with a gun either.
Well, if I'd have gotten a motorcycle, I probably would have either hurt or killed myself, and and I think I could have controlled a fast car, but anyway. But c'est la vie, and this is really this is definitely the most powerful engine I've ever had. So I enjoyed driving my other two Mustangs, and they had about, I think the first one was 225 and the other one was 250 horsepower. So you know, this is almost double that.
This is NZLTR Mobile. Yeah, they got a lot of horsepower now. We got behind a dealer tag on a, I thought it was a Lamborghini or something, and it was a brand new Corvette. And I'm almost certain, I couldn't get up beside of it, but the back of it, you know, it looked, I don't know, Porsche, Lamborghini, Ferrari. It was really different. And I think it was one of those mid-engine ones, Dave. I'll bet those things got 600 horse in them nowadays.
More than that. Yeah, they're really nice-looking cars. I've never driven one, but they sure do look nice.
My buddy, when I was in the hospital and got ambulatory, or else before surgery, I don't remember. Anyways, he was kind of a neighbor, too, there in Sunnyvale. He wasn't going home on the weekends. He just tossed me the keys to his Corvette, and it was like 400 horse, and it was made in the 60s. Boy, it rode like a lumber wagon, and then... Marie, she didn't like it, did you?
No.
Oh, Al Metcalf, he always said, Tom, when you bring her on to Highway 101, he says, I want to see you bring her on there sideways in third gear. When he'd let me drive a lot of times, and he'd just ride on the other side. It was a blueprinted engine and all, and boy, it'd really go.
I'm sure it would. Oh, me. When they're balanced and blueprinted, they're expensive, and they usually put out a lot of horsepower. And if you can afford it, you can knock yourself out. That's all I can say. Oh, me. All right, well, I'm going to park this pony and go see if I can hit that little yellow ball. And so you have a good evening, and I'll talk to you later. Be careful out there with all the crazies. And I'll clear out here after your final KB4CBA.
Okay, Dave. You enjoyed talking to you. No, I don't have any desire for one as far as the Corvettes goes. And most of the time, it's old gray-haired men that's got them. They're the only ones that can afford them. My son-in-law's got his dad's parked in his garage, and it's a kind of a burgundy, and it's a fastback. I don't know what year it is in the 70s, I think. And it's got a blueprinted engine in it, but Scott said it's not one of the more collectible ones, so it's not worth a... Well, he said it's probably worth $20,000 or something like that. Anyway, he just starts it and drives it to work once a week to keep it going. Dave, you have a good game, and be careful. It's hot out there. I got 88 degrees here, and we're about 2 miles from home. KB4CBA and 0TR is now clear and off.
Hey, Dave. Bye, Dave. Hello, Tom, W2T.
Hi, Rusty. I sent you some pictures. Did you get them?
Yeah, I did. Had to move them over to my other computer because that's where the software is that I work with.
Picture of that hawk. I've got a bunch of different ones of it. But I thought I'd send you some of the... You can't believe how much wildlife's back there, can you?
Oh, considering how much I've seen along over here, along in my area over here, yeah, I can believe it. If you live anywhere near a wooded area, you're going to get it. I've got some beautiful deer pictures that I took out of the kitchen window one time. I had four deer back there just grazing along behind my house.
You ever see seven raccoons together like that one picture?
No, not in the wild anyway. I've seen seven raccoons together at a zoo place one time, and they had them on display. They didn't have them where they, it was kind of like a petting zoo, but that was one of the things that you definitely couldn't pet.
Hey, boy, I'm T-Mobile.
Another station acknowledge you. Those were probably cut down JPEGs, Rusty, but I didn't think you'd want full-size thing, but that other one should have been a full-size image, and if you do anything with it, send me a copy of it if you would. If you don't, I'm not worried about it. I printed one of them last night of that. It came out real good. And the other station, go ahead. This is N0TR, Tom with W2T, and I will be home within about 45 seconds.
KM4AIT. Rusty, remember me, but you and Tom, and Tom, if you get talk to Bob or whoever you will, Rusty, you may know this, probably not, but seeing the guy that did before I weed that calls the net on Sunday night up there in 146640, he's in the hospital. Don't have COVID, but he's doing a lot better. He got some problems with scraping his blood and can't walk and trying to get him up and going. So just want to let y'all know that. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. I'm out of here. KM4AIT.
Sounds, I didn't know he was in the hospital. Somebody had told me he was sick and all, but I didn't hear he was in the hospital, so. What you need to do is get on here tonight at 9 o'clock and let people on the Blue Ridge Net know that. They probably appreciate knowing that, over.
If I do that, if I'm around the house, I'll jump in there and do that, sure enough. But I didn't know whether anybody heard about it or not. I didn't know until this morning. So I talked to his wife a few minutes this morning, this afternoon. He is doing better. He is sitting up in the chair and walking a little bit. And he did have a fever of 102 on that Thursday when he went to the hospital. But the fever was gone by Friday. So he's doing something better. Thanks a lot, Rusty. KM4AIT Mobile, we're gone.
Good for that note. Like I said, I won't be around at 9 o'clock. I'll still be at my barbershop rehearsal, so or at our little gathering afterwards tonight, because we do that once a month, too. So anyway, if you get on, tell them about it. So I'm sure that the people on Blue Ridge would know, because most of them know Sid. All right, go ahead, Tom, W2T.
Thank you for the jumping in there. Rusty, we're home, and I got to pull in the garage, so I'll lose you here pretty quick. So glad you enjoyed the pictures, and you have a good rehearsal night in 73s. We'll talk to you down the line, W2T and 0TR.
Okay, well, that's probably the reason I jumped in here was to let you know I did get the pictures and all. All right, we'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T clear.
KX, KN4, VWA.
KO4, HKX, what's up, Steve?
I'm just letting you know I'm on my way. I got a late start, bud. I'll probably be about 25 till, maybe 20 till. But I'm on my way. Don't get, you know, never fear. I'm here. Oh, all right. I'd have called you earlier, but there was two rattle mouths on there. That just, you know, you couldn't quite get a word in edgewise with them.
How my clothes out? I'll be in the tool truck. KO4HKX, and I'll be here when you get here.
KO4HKX, KN4VWA, clear. See you, KN4VWA.